Hello, please allow me to tell you what's newly posted in the inner sanctum of my personal website. So we have four features that, and basically we have new posts for four different features every week. And I'll go through those now. So the weekly Lady Dal Diary, in which I just wax, hopefully eloquent, and also hopefully interesting, about life at home with the Pierces and what I'm writing, what I'm editing, what I'm teaching, the interviews I'm doing for radio, what I'm up to basically, and what my family's up to. So this week, well, actually, it was a little bit of excitement this week because in the midst of writing the Lady Dal Diary, there was a severe weather warning, tornadoes, and all sorts of things were happening while I was writing it. But I also talk about what I've been up to this week in terms of what I've written, what I'm teaching, the interviews I've given, and also life at home with the Pierce families, and some interesting photographs from around the house. The flowers we have planted and the bushes that are blooming, etc., etc. Also, poem of the week. So this week actually was the 50th poem of the week. So that shows how long I've been doing it. And as most weeks, there's more than one poem because if the poem is short, I'll obviously do more than one. Each podcast I try to keep to around 15 minutes. So this week, trying to keep the poem of the week in line with the year, the calendar year and the liturgical year. So this week, actually, we've been having, I selected four poems connected to the Passion of Christ, Holy Week, of course, coming up. I thought four poems for Holy Week would be appropriate. So I've selected two anonymous poems from the late Middle Ages, and also a poem by the great Jesuit saint and martyr, St. Robert Southwell, St. Mary Magdalene's Complaint at Christ's Death is that one. And then also a poem, Good Friday Riding Westward, 1613, by John Donne, the great metaphysical poet. So four poems for Holy Week. And then we also are in the Revisiting Old Favourites, in which I read and discuss some of my favourite works of literature, prose works. We have Poem of the Week. You also have basically the prose. Well, for many weeks now, actually, we've been on pilgrimage to Rome with Hilaire Belloc. I've been reading The Path to Rome and talking about it somewhat, as is appropriate. We've been following basically in Belloc's footsteps all the way from Toul in the north of France. We will stick with him until he gets to Rome. At the moment, he's making good progress. He's south of Milan, lost and besodden on the plains of Lombardy. Again, if you're interested in joining that pilgrimage, you can either join it from where we are this week, or you now have dozens, 3 or 4 dozen, I think, 30 something so far episodes, The Path to Rome, since we set off in France. So you've got all that to listen to. And then, so that's 1, 2, 3. Finally, the other is Home is Where the Hearth Is, and that's where I basically talk about anything I want to talk about. But for the past several weeks, we've been going over the discussion questions that I wrote for my students in a course I taught for Memorial College in the autumn of last year on imaginative literature. So lots of the great works of literature that are discussed in this series, the Iliad, the Odyssey, Divine Comedy, Canterbury Tales, and three of Shakespeare's great tragedies. That's Othello, King Lear. And this week we are concluding the series actually with some questions about Macbeth, and including one question I asked is, does Macbeth have a happy ending? Again, I'll leave you to maybe join the inner sanctum and find out whether I think Macbeth has a happy ending and why, and also all the other discussion questions. I don't know what we'll be doing next week in the Home is Where the Hearth Is podcast. I'll give that some thought between now and next week. And in addition to the newly posted sites, as I said, there's dozens of archived now podcasts, and archives blog posts, and also a 45-part lecture series, audio lecture series on Tolkien and Lewis. So lots to be discovered, lots to enjoy. hours now of hours and hours and hours and hours, in fact, of good listening and reading. So please do consider supporting me and my family and my work. Consider it a donation if you like, but a donation for which I hope you will be handsomely rewarded by the content. I do thank you in advance for your support. And in the interim, I wish you all a very holy week. Bye-bye.